saw the way he passed, that you are going to be with us and continue to make it. That you will open our hearts, our minds, and our very souls. Receive your will. Understand your commandments. And the commandments of your life and our minds. So it is not just for the last 2,000 years yet. It is for all the past millennia. It is for the simple celebration of the birth of our new year again. We are passing you through throughout their history. And now, Christians, just as on for that, hold us fast. We are one in you. The Father blesses you every day. And your precious name. Amen. Last time I shared with you and said some of my testimony of how I came to know Christ. And it was a while before I actually turned to the Old Testament. So often our services are led from the New Testament, which is dry, and the Old Testament has such a meaning for the relevance of the New Testament. I'm going to read a passage from Matthew and then I'm going to go into the Old Testament. And I pray that as we speak through this morning, there will be a recognition of the joy that we should experience of being grafted onto the Jewish stock. In Matthew 14, verses 35 and 36, we read, "And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the people in the surrounding country. People brought their sick to him and begged him to let them see, just touch the edge of his clothes, and all who touched him were healed." In Matthew 9 we have the story of the woman who had an issue of blood, and she was so desperate for healing. She spent all these years trying everything and spent all she had. Nothing had benefited her. She came out of her home, she approached Jesus, and she touched him, but she didn't just touch him. She didn't touch his hands, his arms, his back. She touched the hem of his hot garment. And Jesus turned, there was a crush around him, and Jesus turned and he said, "Who touched me?" And the disciple said, "Well, there's all these people. Someone, anyone could have touched him." But Jesus knew that healing had left his body. He knew that the anointing had been touched. And the woman admitted that it was her. This woman could have been stoned to death for even leaving her home. And here, she touched the hem of Christ. She touched the Holy One. One that she must have already either seen through her window or heard stories about. But Jesus gave these beautiful words to her when she admitted it as Jesus touched him. "Your faith has healed you." She was left in no doubt. That seems to be right, open yourself up to approach Jesus, touching, to go against all that she had been taught. She had been healed, her faith had been opened. Question is, are we prepared to put things aside, to risk everything? Are we desperate enough in our desire to touch Jesus? If we are, then our Lord will make a way for us, just as he did for his Hebrew children. In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41, we have these words. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them throughout all the generations to come. You are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourself by going after the lust of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands and will be consecrated to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt, to your God. I am the Lord your God. The words I want to speak into this morning, God speaking to Moses, make tassels on the corners of their garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you remember all the commands of the Lord. I'm sure if you've never actually seen a police, you'll have seen one on the television when the news has been on, showing Jewish people at the Wailing Wall, or in worship, in prayer. They can be made of any type of material. In Jesus' time, they were usually made of wool. But they can be made of silk, which would have seen in the synagogues and the temple. They can be made in, but are only made in one length. They never have a joint in them. Remember the story of the soldiers casting lots for Jesus down. And we all think that perhaps in our own mind, in our 21st century mind, it would be one of the long downs. In fact, it was more likely to have been a police, the one that he would have worn. Jesus, born a Jew, and died of him. But there's a very complex procedure. The police is a very complex procedure in how it's made and how it's worn. Now, I'd just like to open up a little bit for us today. Some of the meanings behind it. The passage of scripture we've just read refers to zigzags. These are zigzags. You could call them fringes. You can call them wings. You can call them hems. Think about the words of our scriptures, especially in the New Testament, it uses all those words. Zigzag. The colour of the zigzag is important. The number of strands, there's 8 in each one. 3 white and 3 and 1 blue. The blue is a reminder of the commandments. The white, the holiness of God, and the righteousness in which we live. Whether you have a very expensive one or a very cheap one, and it's a bit, it's made up in exactly the same way. It has 5 knots, and it has bindings. And if you look closely, not easy, but the number of bindings in each individual binding is different. And if you were really, really interested in Hebrew, and the Hebrew words have a numerical meaning, these have. And as they add up, the number of bindings, the number of knots, they add up to 613. 600 being the law. When Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them out in twos, and he gave them authority to speak in his name, to speak the kingdom. But where would this start? They would start where Jesus started. They would reflect on the Old Testament scripture. They might reflect on this one. But they would remind them of the stories of their own history, of the prophets, of the Exodus. The garment isn't so important. Isn't a scarf, it's a shawl, it's a prayer shawl. It's what it's made up of. This is the important part. In Jesus' time, people would write blessings onto their beliefs. And in this situation, and then they did it, they go through the blessing. And they would repeat these blessings as they donned on the beliefs. At one time, only the men would wear the shawl. But now, girls, boys, and ladies wear them. For a funeral, the blue would probably be replaced by black. For the ladies, or the girls' shawl, they're a shade of pink. When Jerusalem was attacked by the temple was destroyed by the Romans. The Romans decided they were not going to allow any blue that was used in religious worship to be made. So all the blue was replaced by white. And some people today still only wear the white. It's a choice. On my shawl, which wouldn't be worn by a Jew, but it would be worn by a Christian Jew on earth, it has two Christian readings from the Holy Scripture and two Old Testament readings. In one corner we have 2 Corinthians 5. For he that made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be at the righteousness of God in him. And Matthew 14, the men brought unto him all that were diseased, that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfect and whole. The readings from the Old Testament are Malachi 4, 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise and healing in his wounds. And Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. To lead or equally correct. Lead, palace or palace are all correct words. The word is made up of 2 words, pal and lead. Pal is small or tiny. Lead means tiny. When the reason God gave Moses the word to share with the Israelites was that when the Israelites were during the Exodus, they couldn't all get together in the meeting, in the tent of meeting. It was impossible. So God instructed, guided, making of the saloon. And did this. He didn't tell them how many windings to put on and how many knots to put on, but he told them to make them and put them on the four corners of the piece of material. They understand it was the scribe Laban, the Pharisees, whoever. Eventually they came together to make a meaning within that, that the Israelites would remember. And they are obedient to that even to today. Fleece is also made up with a crown. You'll have to read this because I can't say it otherwise. This is the crown of blessing. And the prayer written on this is the Atara. I can't repeat it in Hebrew. Forgive me when I say it in English. It actually says, "Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to wrap ourselves in the thematic, in the digit." How would you wrap yourself in it? There is a reverence, and there is life in different ways of it being done. But in my simplicity, I pray that you'll get a message. When the fair show, the police is taken from its bag, the one who takes it will sit it, always holding the crown straight. He would then pass it over reverently so that the crown always stays upright. And they would take it up. They would take it upwards. If you look at the Zitlit, they become the wings, fingers. And when we think about the wings of God being under shadow, we are now under his shadow as we bring it forward and down and over the face. But in time of prayer, it would then be brought down onto the head and gathered round so that the Atara is in the face. Your vision is forward, it's focused. And gradually, the bits are drawn together and at each side. And the Jewish person would repeat the blessing. During their prayer time, they are literally in their own prayer closet with God. They are, in a way, in God's presence, as in no other time. Rejoicing on the shores through the wonder of the Zitlit puts them into the presence of God. Psalm 91 says, "We are able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty and under the wing." When prayer is finished, it isn't held like a star, but the prayer comes forward and under, so that it's more like a shore. when people couldn't get into the tent and meeting, met outside, they all had their own cholos. They recognised that they were all part of the one family. God drew them together. They're all equal in God's eyes. There was no privilege. There was no one who should be abused. Every person was under their own tent. You can remember the story of Paul. Remember the story of Paul. There's a recognition that he was a tent maker. And I think perhaps myself, along with many others, we think of a tent that we would live in, holiday in. But there's a deep belief that Paul was a tent maker. Speaking about the children having a belief, they're giving them at their bar mitzvah and the bat mitzvah. And funnily enough, the girls get their belief when they're 12, but the boys don't get theirs until they're 13. It's supposed to be the time that they're starting to take responsibility for themselves. So perhaps you boys, you girls, have a little step in front of you. When Mark played the music this morning, it was a thrill, because I know that God moves in a serious way. And in fact, chorus was one that Ray and I had when we were married. It was the one that encouraged Ray to give his life to Christ when Billy Graham was in Sheffield. And I thank him. I thank Mark for that. And I thank God that he gave us that joy. It isn't wrong for Christians to wear a sleeve. In fact, I think it's becoming more and more recognised as the right thing to do. Because our faith in Christ, our faith in Christ is built on the teaching of this guy, the Pharisees, the people of this time, the family of God. If you are really, really interested in numbers, this is really interesting, but not for today. But if you go on the internet, you will get more information. But just finish. The digits are made up of 8 chords, held with 5 double knots. The winding. We have 4 sets, 8 and 8 altogether. First winding consists of 7, the second of 8, the third of 11, and the fourth of 13. And the add up the numbers up together, they kind of come. You gain their meaning. Number 7, 8, 11, and 13 have great significance. I hope I've just touched a little and encourage you to step into the water. I'm sorry my voice has not been very good. But just in practice to close, think about the way God is written in you, would be written in the Jewish Bible. YAWH. YA has built the genitalia is 10 plus 5 equals 15. The first 2 windings equal 15. The second two letters, WH, are 6, 5 and equal 11. And the third winding is 11. Together, the three windings speak the name of the Lord. Fourth winding, I'm going to leave you to start asking yourself. And I hope you do enjoy looking at it. I've got some written here, but it's a lot better if you look at it yourself. So I pray that in the days to come, we won't really just take over the Old Testament. We can read those two verses and not understand anything about why it's done and why it is continuing to be done today. A year ago we were in London and we came across quite a few Jewish gentlemen, and they had their long black coats on. And under the black coats were tzitzit. And the tzitzit are in fact on an inner garment. Rather than be carrying their shawl everywhere, as police, they have the tzitzit in accordance to God's instructions actually on their clothing. And we spoke to someone at the hospital, and that was what he personally confirmed to us. We may not class ourselves as Jews, but we have the same God. Christ came as the Messiah and changed lives, but he did not wipe out the Old Testament. He is the fulfillment of it. And I pray that in the days to come, as we go through our work at home or job, we remember that God prepared millennia ago that we could get to know his Son and him in the Holy Spirit. Thank you.